So my boyfriend and I watched season one and last Christmas, and then at the end of season one, it just said like to apply for season two, go to this like casting page, and immediately I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna apply just because we binged season one and we absolutely loved it. And then I just submitted a video application. I was like, hi, I'm Laura. I moved from Canada to England, and then they called me like months later. I want to say like 6 months later or something. In December, I think right before Christmas, I found out that I was officially on the show. So it was filmed right outside of London. So I didn't actually have that far to travel. Most people were American, so I feel like the vast majority were flown all the way from the States. Yeah.
So then, once you're eliminated, do they just send you home?
Yeah, literally, I just took the train home, so I stayed when I got eliminated. It was like 10 p.m.
Kind of a spoiler for anyone if they haven't watched episode one of Squid Game, but you were eliminated from a group challenge, which I was a little sad for you because knowing you, I feel like you could have gone so far with the individual challenges. But because you got eliminated with a group challenge, how did that feel for you?
Yeah, that was the worst part. So, you know how season two of the Korean show, they start with red light, green light again? And in season one of the challenge, they mirrored the Squid Game Korean show really closely. So, like, almost all of the games are the same. Fully convinced that it was gonna be red light, green light. I was practicing in my hotel room. People from season one said that red light, green light took like 8 hours, and the times that you had to freeze, sometimes you were standing there for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and you couldn't move. So, I stood in my hotel room and counted to 1800, standing, not moving. I was so ready. So they picked us up at 4 a.m. from the hotel. Yeah, we were just all so ready for red light, green light. And then they took us to the dorms and we were really confused. We were like, we didn't know what was happening for hours. And when we found out what the game was, I was really disappointed because I was so ready to like play something. We weren't allowed to know what time it was at any point, but I would guess we were in there for probably like 4 or 5 hours by the time the button came out. When the counting was on, I was just like, please be close. And then when they announced that our team lost, yeah, I really wish I could have played the game.
Obviously, playing a game like this, it's very competitive, but you also have a social aspect. Did you have a game strategy going into this?
Yeah, I was like, we were already making alliances as soon as we got into the dorms. I had
Oh
my girl Donna. She was my number one. We were like, I was like, Donna, I'm with you to the end. Because we spent 2 days at the hotel with everybody too, we were kind of already making friends at the hotel. And then you've got like meals together and the bus ride there together and stuff. So we were all like, yeah, making alliances, just making friends. My plan was to just be super friendly. I didn't want to be like a threat. I was just trying to be like the fun blonde girl who's friends with everybody.
Watching the show now, are there any games that you think you 100% would have made through? And which game do you think might have not been it for you?
I actually think I would have been so terrible at catch, which is like the simplest game, but I think that I would have tried the strategy of going at the back in hopes that it wouldn't even get to me.
Now that you have the experience of being on Squid Game The Challenge Season 2, would you go on another reality TV show?
100%, yeah.